Ahoy, mateys. We're back with the second half of Captain Fred's World Cruise 87. Right now, we're going to hear the Bible Code Sundays with McBratney from the kitchen here on the World Cruise.
Between prayer and revolution, between Jesus and Huey P. Newton, that's where you find Johnny Five shooting water guns at the audience while you're scooting. Your gluteus max due to the fact that he's tooting on the horn. Gonna warn you that I'm rooting for the other team in the culture war. So I stab the beast belly as the vulture snores. Yo, yo, let it blow with convulsive force till walls fall off their false supports, till Jericho's aircraft carriers alter course, and all brave young Americans are called ashore. Cause we've already lost the war they keep waging, splatter in the streets and battles that keep raging, bloody in each page in the story that we're studying. Each day the same, just the names keep changing,
saying the same things over again, repeating the same slogans. We don't know where we've been.
We've been all over the globe on our government funds, leaving man, woman, and child dead, bloody and numb.
same things over again. Repeating the same slogans, we don't know where we've been.
We've been overthrowing leaders with legitimate views. Democratically elected, but we didn't approve.
How many times can the line divide? How many wars to uphold your pride? These fears uncontrolled just swirl the tide. A blood in the streets while the people die. I'ma keep on trying. Long as suffering is multiplying. And why not? These souls getting tossed and left out. I rob my back's broad enough to help lift your cross. As long as you help with mine, the process of healing will take some time. To see the pain in your face is the same as mine. It's not a game or a race, but the stakes is high. We maintain our mistakes for the sake of sight. As long as it takes, I'll say it one more time. As long as it takes, I'll say it one more time. As long as it takes, I'll say it one more time.
Saying the same things over again. Repeating the same slogans, we don't know where we've been.
We've been all over the globe on our government funds. Leaving man, woman, and child dead, bloody and numb.
Saying the same things over again. Repeating the same slogans, we don't know where we've been.
We've been overthrowing leaders with legitimate views. Democratically elected, but we didn't approve.
Same thing.
U.S. is not
same
us.
Same thing.
And us is not we.
Same thing.
And we are not satisfied.
Same thing.
We're tired of the same thing.
Same thing.
And we're ready to make change.
Same thing.
Are we ready to make change? For healthcare and public welfare.
Free Mumia
and Leonard Peltier. Human needs, not corporate greed. Drop the debt and legalize weed. We say yes to grassroots organization. No to neoliberal globalization. Bring the troops back to the USA
and shut down Guantanamo Bay.
Who let him overthrow Jacobo Arbenz? Who let him overthrow Mohammed Mossadegh? Who let him assassinate Salvador Allende?
I didn't let him, but they did it anyway.
Who let him overthrow Kwame Nkrumah? Who let him overthrow Aristide? Who let him assassinate Oscar Romero?
I didn't let him, but they did it indeed.
But don't let them assassinate Hugo Chavez. Don't let them assassinate Evo Morales. And bring back
same things over again.
Yo, Green Lantern, man, you know how we do, man. We sure niggas.com. New York connection, Miami connection. We a problem.
Go fucking snakes, man. Go fucking up our lives. I'm gonna take a piss in your oil fields. I want some mother fucking payback, so yeah. I wanna run for president, and the focal point when I'm campaigning is to put FEMA to work on a plantation at Camp David. Demand payment for New Orleans with the best of swordsmen. Launching missiles at the White House while tanks performing. On the lawn and I just let them burn till death's confirmed. Laid to rest with worms, cause otherwise they'll never learn. I form a coup attempt with anthrax through the fence. From out a package I got in the mail that you just sent. But I got a better punishment for these Republicans. I'd let them live so they could see us overthrow the government. Let's up with them. Have the first lady beat me off till my semen's launched. Then I skied across her face like Peter North. And I won't leave a doubt what we about when I dream them out. Or leave a drought bleeding out on Condoleezza's couch. I'll seek this route without regrets and drink a brew that think of you. Cause if it's the last fucking thing I do, I'll...
Technique, Razzy, and I never forget nothing again. 51% of the World Bank is owned by the U.S. Treasury. Robbing third world countries out all their resources and equity. When Afghanistan was fighting the Russians, Reagan and Bush gave Bin Laden weapons and told them get the bussing. We even called them freedom fighters. Financed the cops with CIA importing cocaine. That whole Iran-Contra scandal, it took the blame. Started a war on drugs. Meanwhile, Russia's defeated. America thinks more oil for us. Takeover, set up a puppet government. Hey, Razzy, Baron. So the same freedom fighters, George W. call them terrorists. Poetic justice, payback's a bitch. These fucking hypocrites like Bill O'Reilly. Right wingers deserve what they get. Rush Limbaugh, drug addict Giuliani, sex scandal. I wanna thank white supremacists and show you how my techs handle my next nano technologically designed. This bitch saws to all you stupid ass execs at Capitol resign. I am vindictive.
I got something for you, motherfucker.
You want it?
Here you accomplish. What? I draft children from the Senate and Congress. Pompous religious right made suicidal. When I expose Josephus for ghostwriting the Bible, making nuclear silos, pouring the world with hydro. Chinese dragon sized blood to Maracaibo. And everyone flashing a gun on a DVD. I make them in this shoot it out with NYPD. And every fucker that didn't buy my CD, I stabbed the revolution in their neck with an IV. See me, own the world, I give it back to the poor. I give a last name to every single son of a whore. Hard to the core, fuck with the gamers. Zigging pop on they block, but they globally nameless. I'll show the hood real gangsters and make them famous. Langley, Virginia, where my connect for cocaine is. I make everybody fucking have the world darkening. I make rap about lyrics, not beats and marketing. Replace every rape virgin's broken hymen. Holding the beers, reclining while they choke on their diamonds. My designing's like Francis Ford Coppola rhyming. Building a universe inside solitary confinement. I'd reverse Rockefeller laws and bring Mumia home and serve the president freestyling all for the dope. A message to the outgoing president. Hey, I got a great idea, nigga. Kill yourself. And it was so funny, I thought about it the other day. You should probably kill yourself. Why don't you kill yourself?
Fading down is the party band from the movie Titanic, Gaelic Storm. This one is called Death Ride to Durango. We started our set with McBratney from the Kitchen by the Bible Code Sundays. Then we heard Same Thing by the Flowbots and Payback by Immortal Technique. The World Cruise is brought to you by the Association of Micropower Broadcasters. We'll have contact info at the end of the show. Right now, here's Aitana.
All the birds, they used to come to fly here, yeah. die here? And tell me why I need to know. Sometimes I wish I didn't have to know. Are you showing me? Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day or two? Don't give up on me, I won't give up on you. Just believe in me like I believe in you. Tell me why on the corner all the kids that used to come to run here load their guns here. And tell me why it's okay to kill in the name of the gods we pray. Tell me who said it's okay to die in the name of the lies we say. Tell me why there's child soldiers. Tell me why they close the borders. Tell me how to fight disease. And tell me now, won't you please? The only thing I wanna do is to be in the arms of someone who believes in me like I believe in you. And I say, hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day or two? Don't give up on me, I won't give up. And I try for you. Don't give up on me. And I cry for you. Just believe in me like I believe. Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day or two? Don't give up on me, won't give up on you. Just believe in me like I believe in you. Don't give up on me. Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say?
Or Assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, yeah. Instead of spending billions on the war, I can use that money so I can feed the poor. 'Cause I know some so poor. When it rains, that's when they shower, scream and fight the power. That's when the vulture devours. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, yeah. I know some soldiers that sleep but they can't dream. Wake up with screams, sounds of M16. So take this medal of honor for your bravery. I wish you the best, kid. You and your family. If I was president, I get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president.
But the radio won't play this, they call it rebel music. How can you refuse it? Children of Moses.
It's not all that bling that's diamond. Tell them the truth, the truth. Most of y'all wear cubic zirconians. Tell them the truth, the truth, yeah. Your soul is worth more than diamonds and gold. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, if I was president, I get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, if I was president, I get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday,
buried on Sunday. They go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, I feel the rain coming. Let me play my guitar for them right now.
That was Wyclef with President. Before that was new music by Lindsey Buckingham. The song's called Treason. Before that was Hey World by Michael Fronte and Spearhead. And we started out with Cultureba System by Etana. In the background is Beatnik Jungle by Keith Crossan. We're getting near the end of our show, so here's our contact information. If you'd like a copy of our free newsletter, the AMPB Report, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to AMPB, PMB 22, 2018 Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94704. Or send an email to AMPB @att.net. That's AMPB, PMB 22, 2018 Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94704. Or send an email to ampb @att.net. I'd like to thank you for listening, and we'll let Barack Obama have the last word. Until next time, this is Captain Fred signing off. Bye.
As Lincoln said to a nation far more divided than ours, we are not enemies, but friends. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. And to those Americans whose support I have yet to earn, I may not have won your vote tonight, but I hear your voices. I need your help, and I will be your president too. And all those watching tonight from beyond our shores, from parliaments and palaces, to those who are huddled around radios in the forgotten corners of the world, our stories are singular, but our destiny is shared. And a new dawn of American leadership is at hand. To those who would tear the world down, we will defeat you. To those who seek peace and security, we support you. And to all those who have wondered if America's beacon still burns as bright, tonight we proved once more that the true strength of our nation comes not from the might of our arms or the scale of our wealth, but from the enduring power of our ideals, democracy, liberty, opportunity, and unyielding hope. That's the true genius of America, that America can change. Our union can be perfected. What we've already achieved gives us hope for what we can and must achieve tomorrow. This election had many firsts and many stories that will be told for generations, but one that's on my mind tonight is about a woman who cast her ballot in Atlanta. She is a lot like the millions of others who stood in line to make their voice heard in this election, except for one thing. Ann Nixon Cooper is 106 years old. She was born just a generation past slavery, a time when there were no cars on the road or planes in the sky, when someone like her couldn't vote for two reasons, because she was a woman and because of the color of her skin. And tonight, I think about all that she's seen throughout her century in America. The heartache and the hope, the struggle and the progress. The times we were told that we can't, and the people who pressed on with that American creed, yes, we can. At a time when women's voices were silenced and their hopes dismissed, she lived to see them stand up and speak out and reach for the ballot. Yes, we can. When there was despair in the Dust Bowl and depression across the land, she saw a nation conquer fear itself with a new deal, new jobs, a new sense of common purpose. Yes, we can. When the bombs fell on our harbor and tyranny threatened the world, she was there to witness a generation rise to greatness and a democracy was saved. Yes, we can. She was there for the buses in Montgomery, the hoses in Birmingham, a bridge in Selma, and a preacher from Atlanta who told the people that we shall overcome. Yes, we can. A man touched down on the moon. A wall came down in Berlin. A world was connected by our own science and imagination. And this year, in this election, she touched her finger to a screen and cast her vote. Because after 106 years in America, through the best of times and the darkest of hours, she knows how America can change. Yes, we can. America, we have come so far. We have seen so much. But there's so much more to do. So tonight, let us ask ourselves, if our children should live to see the next century, if my daughters should be so lucky to live as long as Ann Nixon Cooper, what change will they see? What progress will we have made? This is our chance to answer that call. This is our moment. This is our time to put our people back to work and open doors of opportunity for our kids, to restore prosperity and promote the cause of peace, to reclaim the American dream and reaffirm that fundamental truth that out of many we are one, that while we breathe, we hope, and where we are met with cynicism and doubt and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.